Welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of March 13th, 2021.
So this guy does something different during the pandemic. Instead of like refinishing the kitchen cabinets, he decided to build a video rental store in his basement. Yeah, in the basement of his house. He got the shelves, the VCR tapes, and more from a store nearby that actually went out of business because of COVID. And he even has in his basement video game store an adult only section. Okay. I mean, why wouldn't he? The video of his wife giving a whole tour of this video game store in the basement is going viral on TikTok. And he's got a few thousand movies. And his neighbor came over and said, you know, I would like to rent Batman Forever. And the guy with the video store in his basement said to his neighbor, impossible. You have to return it on Monday. He then asked, well, what about the day after tomorrow? And he said, that's Sunday. Get it? Batman Forever, the day after tomorrow. You know what? It went so much better when I was just writing that. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. You can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. That's more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. Isn't that just amazing? And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I'm sure you have at least one or two or three questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And I'd like to thank Epson, a proud sponsor of the Kim Komando Show, for helping to make this show possible. Does your printer have enough ink for yet another year of work reports and tax forms? Well, if you print a lot, or maybe you wish you could print a lot without worrying about ink, it's really important to have the right printer. And Epson is totally changing the game with their cartridge-free EcoTank printers because they have these super-sized, easy-to-fill ink tanks, and they just come with a ridiculous amount of ink, enough to print thousands of pages. And if you're like me, yes, raise your hand because you've done this, I've done it myself, is that you say, well, maybe I don't need to really print that in ink. Maybe I don't really need to print that in color. Well, if you tried rationing your printing to save yourself from replacing ink cartridges, you don't have to do that anymore. You can stop buying expensive ink cartridges and save yourself the frustration of replacing ink cartridges ever again. With the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink, and now you can print all your business documents, your reports, your tax forms, and your task lists, and you can print it all in color too. I just love mine. Save me so much time and money. So kiss expensive cartridges goodbye already. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers available at Target, Walmart, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. And I'd also like to thank StartMail. Free email services, they come with a price. You know this. It's your privacy. Don't trust big tech with your data. Go to startmail.com/Kim to get a 7-day free trial and 50% off the first year. That's a deal. That's start with the letter T, startmail.com/Kim. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know. And we're going to begin this week with not a happy topic, cyber warfare. It's been about 3 months since the U.S. government realized that it has been a victim of this massive and months-long cyber attack targeting a number of sensitive systems. So in response to the SolarWinds hack, I was so surprised when I read this. The New York Times is reporting that the Biden administration is planning to retaliate against the alleged culprit, Russia, not just with sanctions. The New York Times says that over the next few weeks, the U.S. will begin some clandestine attacks against Russian networks. And over the past few days, several popular web services across Russia, they were temporarily offline, they slowed down. Now, this is no indication if that was part of the U.S. response, but it raises a question. I mean, I know that the government wants to show Russia and the world that we're just as powerful with cyber attacks, but shouldn't all this be happening in secret? I mean, why is that on the front page of the New York Times? I mean, go back more than 1,000 years ago, and you'll see that even the Vikings kept their plan secret. They used Norse code. All right, number two, Amazon doesn't make money by just letting you borrow things. You know this. When was the last time that you visited a library? Even before the pandemic. You know, a lot of folks still like borrowing books, but it's so much easier to go with digital copies, right? Well, unless Amazon's involved. Listen to this. Physical books aside, Amazon is the only publisher in the United States that won't sell any ebooks or audiobooks to libraries. And I'm talking about tens of thousands of titles published over 10 years. It was the focus of a recent Washington Post report, which looked at how these deals usually work. Now, typically, when a writer signs on with a publisher, they sell physical and digital copies to libraries. And since those copies are loaned out, libraries pay more for titles than we do. And digital copies can only be loaned out for a certain amount of time. Now, when a writer signs on with Amazon or Amazon-owned Audible, libraries aren't even in conversation when it comes to digital versions. Now, in a statement to the Post, Amazon says, "It's not clear to us that current digital library lending models fairly balance the interests of authors and library patrons." What? Okay, that's just marketing speak for, we're not making any money on this. Well, for me, it's all about the ebooks. Last time I checked out a physical copy, let me tell you, the book didn't look all that well. It apparently had its appendix removed. All right, number three, beam me up, Facebook. That's right. Last year, Facebook said they were teaming up with Ray-Ban's parent company to release these AR-powered glasses that are supposed to come out this year. Well, the first generation is pretty limited, but Zuckerberg got out this past week for what we're calling Zucker Vision. He says that rather than calling someone and having a video chat, you can just snap your fingers and teleport, and it'll be those if you're sitting right there next to that person on the couch. And then a recent Facebook blog post added more, going forward to say that smart glasses are going to replace your tablet, your computer, your smartphone one day. Now, the glasses kind of look like 1960s horn rim style, and these glasses, they say you'll forget that they're even going to be there. And they say the technology is so intuitive that these Zucker Vision glasses are going to be an extension of your body. I don't know if I want Mark Zuckerberg to be an extension of my body. How about you? So is this true, or is this just Facebook's 24/7 PR machine just spilling out a whole bunch of Zucker Vision, right? I'm not sure about that. All right, let's move on to smart speakers and getting to the heart of the matter. The University of Washington scientists, they have created an AI-powered system that could, in essence, this is pretty remarkable stuff, let your Echo or Google Home speaker measure your heart rate without even touching you. It's just going to do it. Here's how it works. Smart speaker will play sounds in your direction that you won't be able to hear. And once those sounds bounce back to the speaker, the waves are analyzed to determine your heart rate. Did you ever think that would be ever possible? It's not just a theory or a proof of concept. The researchers have already tested the system on healthy folks and some who are hospitalized. They say it's as accurate as a medical-grade ECG monitor. Now, this is great if you're being monitored for any type of heart-related condition, isn't it? And I know what you're thinking. I followed my heart, and it led me right to the fridge. And finally, number five, search engines are getting ahead of time. When it comes to the royal family, like all the focus this week, of course, was on Oprah's quote-unquote bombshell interview with Meghan and Harry, but don't forget about the health of Prince Philip. You might have heard that the 99-year-old husband of the Queen recently had heart surgery before being transferred to a private hospital for more treatment. But if you search for information about the prince using Microsoft's Bing search site, you might have been led to believe that maybe the recovery didn't go all that well. Searching for Prince Philip or Duke of Edinburgh on Bing a few days ago brought up information on the right side of the screen with the usual details. Spouse, children, date of birth, and right there, a line saying, Prince Philip died this year at King Edward VII Hospital. Obviously, not the case. He's still very much alive, and Microsoft has corrected the information wherever they were pulling it from. And, you know, there's a reason the expression, just Google it, caught on. It spread like wildfire all these years because Bing can't even start a small fire. You need to have the right matches for that. Bada bing. All right, you know what's not fair? Netflix hides thousands of shows and movies from you based on your location and then has the nerve to increase the prices on you. That's right, they've just raised their prices once again. I just saw it go across my credit card statement. I'm like, $19.95 for Netflix? What is going on? Well, make sure you get your full money's worth by using ExpressVPN like I do, because you can see what's on Netflix in your country And then you see it's completely different from what someone else in the UK or Japan has on their screen. Using ExpressVPN, I can control which country I want Netflix to think I'm located in. ExpressVPN has over 90 countries to choose from. So every time I run out of something great to watch, I just switch to another country and I unlock a whole bunch of new shows. And here's the best part. You can use ExpressVPN to unlock shows on other streaming services too. So stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to just a fraction of the content. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/Kim. And don't forget, because if you use my link, you're going to get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, coming up in this hour, we have our digital life hack. And this week, it's all about your home. Your home is probably your greatest investment that you have. Now, we all know about Redfin and Realtor.com, but of course, Zillow is also the big dog. And when you go to Zillow, there are certain things that I want you to do to make sure that you have the Zestimate, whatever you want to call it, as high as it can possibly be. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. That's 1-888-825-5254. And if you ever have a question that you'd like me to answer here on the show, on our website, or in one of our tips or newsletters, it's really simple to do. Just head over to commando.com. And then at the bottom of every page, there's a link that says contact us. Just fill out that form. And I read every single email that gets sent to me. And how about we start this weekend with Mickey in Missouri? Hello there, Mickey.
Hi, Kim. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. What's going on? How can I help you today?
Well, again, I had emailed you. I'll be 75, but I'm already celebrating that early.
Good.
And I have been quite a character in my life. I have lots of stories. I've done many, many things. And I wanted my grandsons and my grandkids to be able to have these stories. And I started writing them. But I find that my mind goes faster than my fingers. And I come from a storyteller family. And I have... I was a PI for 26 years. I was a diver. I've married 4 times, wore the other guys out, you know, captured a monkey in the trees one day. And I've just done lots of different things. There's so many stories. And I wanted to be able to put those down so that someday they can find out and review who Grandma really was.
Granny was out there. Okay.
Oh yeah, I did everything. I came up under a whale when I was diving. I did all kinds.
Wait. What did you do under the whale? What?
When I was diving, I went off a dive boat, and I was coming up as you. I don't know if you've ever dove.
Oh yeah, I have. I'm scuba certified. Yeah.
There you go. I was too. And I went down, you know, and when you lose the daylight and you go down and it's wonderful. And as I was coming back up after my time was coming back up and hesitating, and then you come up and you see daylight and you have to hesitate before you come up.
Sure.
All of a sudden it disappeared. I said, "What happened to the daylight?" And I looked up and above me was a gray whale.
Where were you?
I was off of Catalina Island.
Were you really?
Yeah, and it was like a big apartment building above me. It was amazing. So anyway, I just wanted to write all these stories.
Well, that's terrific. Just terrific. And so are you thinking that if you could just dictate into the computer that would be the best way to do it? Or do you want to do video? You want to do audio? Or
No, I would just like to dictate and have it turned into a typed copy. You know, I trust the typed copy because... You know, a number of years from now, if I just had the audio, you may need all kinds of machines to listen to it because they've already changed. And if I wanted the hard copy and just put together a book of my stories, I think, you know, they would just like to refer to them, possibly find out who Granny was.
Well, I think it's a great idea to leave a legacy and to tell the stories, mm-hmm. and even the ones that are going to shock and surprise them. And maybe the ones that you haven't necessarily wanted to talk around on the Thanksgiving Day table. So
Right.
With, you know, because I think we all have those that, you know,
Oh, yeah.
I say now I'm really thankful that when I was growing up that we didn't have social media. You know, we did not
Right.
have where we were sharing every single thing and our parents could see every single thing that we used to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's really simple to do, whether you're using Mac or Windows.
Well, I have Windows.
Okay. So do you want
I
to
have Windows in.
Use
Go ahead.
Microsoft Word or are you familiar with that? You want to use that? Do you have it?
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I do.
So, you know, the easiest way to do it is there's a program. I wish I could give you three examples of three different ways that you get done. But the best program is called Dragon Naturally Speaking. And they sell various levels of it, you know, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, or just like you, I'm just trying to get my thoughts onto Microsoft Word. And so the whole idea is that
Okay.
you put this on your computer and then you're going to train the software for your tone and your cadence and maybe different
Okay.
ways that you say things. Like, you know, I'm from New
Sure.
Jersey. So if I were to say Drawer, okay, you say that.
Drawer.
Okay, I say draw. Okay, because I'm from New Jersey. Okay, so
Yes.
no matter what I can do, it's like I say LaGuardia Airport, not LaGuardia, LaGuardia, you know.
Right.
So it'll learn the different ways that you speak. And you
Sure.
can, so you'll just dictate into the computer. It's about, last time I used it was about 85, 90% accurate. So you may find some
Okay.
words, especially when it comes into names, and then it will put in the punctuation, it'll do a spell check. Now, if you don't want to use Microsoft Word, you can also use Google Docs for this. And then you can put in
Okay.
pictures along the way. Now, I would be remiss in not mentioning just a few other options for you. There's one where you can actually hire, there's a website where you can hire somebody where they will interview
Okay.
you. And
Oh.
so if you wanted to have like somebody to interview you for 6 hours and then they will write your story for you. Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's not cheap. It's like 4 grand. So, but I just wanted to, I'll give you some links so you can at least check that out.
Okay.
Another option is that they have 4 hours of interviews and it's $2,000. And so the books they're putting together are like 7,500 words or 12,000 words. And then there's also something else that you want to do. There's a website called StoryWorth that I think I'm going to do with my mom, is where they email you a question every single week. And then it's up to you to answer
Oh,
that question. And it could
that's
be anything
interesting.
from why did you get married 4 times to what is your favorite dish and tell us something that you want us to know, but you don't want us to know until, well, maybe we're old enough to know. And so let me put those links together for you. And thank you so much for your call today, Mickey. What a great story about that whale. Hey, listen, I always stress the importance of regular data backups, and iDrive's cloud-based solution is the best. Go to iDrive.com, use promo code Kim, you're going to save 90% off your first year. That's iDrive.com, and you want to use promo code Kim. Don't go away. More of the show's coming right up. Hey, trust me when I say I know the pains of running a small business. When you're the owner, you might be the marketeer, the accountant, the IT person, any other role under the sun. Yeah, I know. When you're doing it all, you totally need the right tools. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down, making things harder than necessary. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite and stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. So ditch all the old software you've outgrown. NetSuite by Oracle is the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your finances, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more instantaneously all in one place. It's so great. You have like this dashboard. You can make decisions based on data, not on your gut. So whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions of revenue, save time and money with NetSuite. Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they're going to benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/Kim. Once again, that's netsuite.com/Kim. Schedule that free product tour. Do it now while you're thinking about it. netsuite.com/Kim. All right, a couple of things I need to pass along before we go back to all your great phone calls. I noticed myself something very, very interesting that's happening on Grubhub and Postmates and others. Like, for example, I wanted to order some sushi to be delivered to the house. And then suddenly I look, and where there are normally like four or five sushi places, now there's like 14, 15, 16, and they're all at the same address. Yeah. So be really careful when you are using any food delivery apps. Make sure you're not getting these multiple listings because what I'm also thinking is like, what if the health inspection was bad at one restaurant and they just fire up what they're calling a ghost kitchen. That's right. There are at least 100,000 ghost kitchens throughout the country right now. We've got more information about it over at commando.com and how to spot them. But I don't know if you heard about the new restaurant called Karma. That's right. There is absolutely no menu. You get what you deserve. Hey, now that the vaccine rollout is very much underway, you might be thinking it's easier to sign up for one. Well, there's a new website called Dr. B. The only purpose is to match you with any spare vaccines that might be available in your area. And it's really simple to sign up. Once you're on the site, they ask you for a phone number, they send a verification text, your age, zip code, occupation, if you have health problems. We've got, again, more information about this website, Dr. B. So if you're trying to find a vaccine near you and there's some spare vaccines, this is really a terrific resource to tap into. Moments away from our digital life hack, it's five ways to improve your home's Zestimate on Zillow. And let's see, back to the phones we go with Glenn in Everton, Missouri. Hi there, Glenn.
Hi, Kim. It's an honor.
Thank you so much.
I've been listening to you for a very long time. In fact, I've been listening so long, when I first started listening, there were two Kim Commandos.
Were there?
I think one of them was in the Army or something.
Wasn't me. Although, you know what? In retrospect, maybe I should have been in the service. I think that would have been something really great to do for our country. My father was in the Korean War. So what's going on with you?
I have a little RV park in a sleepy little town in Missouri. And the local cable company comes to the edge of the property, but doesn't service us. And okay. So I have no Wi-Fi here. And once in a while, we have an incident, a security incident. And every time I go shopping for security cameras, I get very frustrated because they all require Wi-Fi. And I need something old school that just does a continuous loop with a card slot and inexpensive.
And what do you mean by inexpensive?
$20-$30 a piece.
Ooh, that's going to be hard. We might be able to find something that's 50 or 60.
Okay.
What we're going to do is there are cameras that are made for people who are wanting to track wildlife. And these are outdoor cams, because that's what you need, right? And mm-hmm. I imagine that the temperatures there, and you said Missouri, and I say Missouri,
correct.
But that's okay. what do you think is the coldest that it gets in the winter?
Well, it just got down to minus 10.
Okay, yeah.
About a month ago.
Yeah, that's pretty cold. Remember, I mean, I'm a desert rat. I'm from Phoenix. Okay. So if it gets below, and you know what's so funny, Glenn, is you can always tell when people are from your part of the world, really. Because, you know, we have a lot of snowbirds. And so it'll be like 65 degrees, and people in Phoenix will be like wearing like down coats, okay? And then your people, I say your people, they're running around in like, shorts, Bermuda shorts and white socks and sneakers and a t-shirt, like, wow, this is great. So you have these cameras and they have really good night vision and they record continuously on an SD card. But because they're made to capture wildlife and they're hunting cams, is that you have to go check the card, but they also run on solar. So you don't need to have any power. Can you get power to these cams at all?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, you know, that might be a way for us to get that price down a little bit. Because when you start adding solar and outdoor casings and recording and continuous loops, then that's when the price can get really like close to $400 for one of these cams. But the video resolution and then the still resolution, you want that to be pretty decent as well. Anything from 12 to even 30 megapixels. So they do exist. And they have names like Bushnell and SkyPoint and SpyPoint. But I want to see if there's a company called Weiss that makes an outdoor cam. Weiss is a company that makes really inexpensive cameras. They don't have all the bells and whistles. Like, it won't maybe have facial recognition if you're going to be using them inside. It may not do audio. But these are cameras that that will get the job done, but they don't have a lot of features along the way. What do you think about something like that for you, Glenn?
That's perfect. I just want something, you know, I'm not even counting on it, really. And if it comes through, fine. If it doesn't, we're no worse off than we were without one.
Okay. Well, let me do this then. Let me put together a list of some camps for you to check out, and I'll just give you some Amazon links. And what I do is I post these inside the Commando community. And so if you go to commando.com/community, there's a forum, and in the Q&A forum, there's a folder that says show, I think it's called show news or show answers or something like that. And I put those right inside there so that not only can you get the links, but anybody else who's listening, if you are in the need for something similar and you're wondering like, hey, you know, how can I get this done? That's where you can go ahead and find all the great stuff, again, over at the show picks button inside the Q&A forum over at the Commando community. Glenn, thank you so much for your call today. Let's go ahead and do our digital life hack. And every week we put one of these together for you. And this week it's brought to you by Simply Safe. Speaking of your home, if you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a break-in at home ever again. That's how quick and easy it is to set up a new security system at Simply Safe. It's the kind of thing that's so easy, you can do it during a Netflix binge, watching the game or listening to a certain radio show. Yes, the Kim Komando Show. Simply Safe is also incredibly easy to customize for your home. Just go to simplysafekim.com and then you can choose the exact sensors that you need or get help from one of their experts. And you might assume that everyone in your home already feels safe, but they might not. It's a really great conversation that every family should have. And Simply Safe is an easy step. You can make sure that everyone feels safe and secure at home. And with Simply Safe, you get this arsenal of cameras and sensors, but you also get the best professional monitors in the business. And with fast free shipping, by this time next week, you and your entire family can go to bed knowing that you're protected. Go to simplysafekim.com today to customize your system. And when you're there, this special address, you get a free HD security camera. Plus, there's a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. That's simplysafekim.com. Once again, simplysafekim.com. All right. When you start looking at the biggest investment that you have in your whole portfolio right now, it may be your home. And, of course, there's Redfin, there's Realtor, there's just a whole slew of other real estate websites. But there's one in particular that is the big dog, and that's Zillow. And when you go to Zillow, they have something called the Zestimate. And what's interesting about Zillow is that now they're starting to roll out the country that if you want to sell your home and you don't want to go through all the hassles of putting it on the market and then showing it to people and you know, you can pick your move out date if that's what you wanted, is that Zillow is looking at buying homes based on this Zestimate. And even if you don't want to sell your home, it's always a good idea to make sure that that Zestimate is as high as possible. So here are the steps, the secret steps that you need to know, because I had to do this myself. So I figured out how to get the highest Zestimate, and I'm going to share the steps that I did with you. So first of which is, number one, you're going to claim your property. You're going to say that you own the property. You're going to start filling in certain details, and you have to verify your ownership. And then it's time to correct any errors to get a more accurate. And there will be some errors. Number two is make sure that the square footage is correct. With my home, the square footage on Zillow was about 1,000 square feet less than it really was. And so I want you to make sure that the square footage is actually what it should be. Then number three is consider for sale by owner. Okay. These FSBOs, as you can do this, you can just list your home and see what kinds of offers that roll in. Now, if you do this, what I want you to make sure is that you have to have a phone number that's tied to your Zillow account. Do not use your existing cell phone number. Go get a free Google Voice number, because this way you can put that Google Voice number and then you can screen your calls, and then you can also get some texts about what the calls were, and the calls can come in by email and the voicemails. Because you will get people that are calling you saying, hi, you know, I'm a real estate broker. Do you want to list your house for sale? Which, you know, makes sense. Maybe some moving companies, because that's been my experience. Number four is add a 3D home. Now, Zillow has the 3D home app, and where you can add a virtual tour. You may not necessarily want to give a virtual tour of your entire home, because I really believe that there are some really security risks when you do that. But if there are certain parts, maybe it's a view, maybe it's the family room or some, maybe you had just, you just redid the kitchen. The kitchen's fabulous, because what people are looking for in their homes right now, I read over inside the Wall Street Journal in the Mansion Global section, is that people want home office suites. Makes sense. We've found out in the pandemic that we don't all have to go to work every single day to get things done. They want large patios and they want space. And so anything that you can do to put that in the forefront of your 3D view is good. Now, let's say you go through all of this and the Zestimate is still low. Well, I got the super secret email address and I put it here on our website where you can write them a note and say, here's why I think the Zestimate is off, and they actually will take a look at it. So for all these five steps on how to raise your Zestimate over at Zillow.com for your home, which I think everybody should be doing, and again, in that super secret address, look no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. You know, it was big news in Phoenix the other day. An armed man ran into a real estate brokerage office and shouted, "Nobody move." Eight apps that you need to delete from your phone right now. That's coming up. Hey, stop calling your kids every time you have tech problems, all right? For just a few bucks a month, you can call Solve IQ's tech experts as many times as you need. Your kids are busy. Visit solveiq.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, and the letters IQ.com/Kim. Solveiq.com/Kim. You've heard me mention the Q&A forum over inside the Komando community. And gosh, if you have a tech question, let me tell you, Team Komando John is the bomb. He really is. Like Diddy Witty. I love you guys and gals' avatar and names. She's talking about she has a Windows 10. She hates Microsoft Edge. She wants it off her computer. Well, John says, you know, basically, you can't remove it, but here are some ways around it. Okay, and he gives her, like, you should see this, like all these step-by-steps. But this one was really amazing. Larry Wag writes that he has a family photo. I'm using Apple Photos app on his Mac, and he's been able to add text to pictures and view metadata. And he goes on about, is there a way to have text display in shared albums using the metadata? John goes through and talks about how you can watermark, and he actually wrote 8 step-by-step instructions on how to do this. So if you ever have a tech question, and I know you can Google it, but you never know what you're going to get as far as the answer, head over to komando.com/community, and in the Q&A forum, you can post your questions there. And in order to post the questions, you have to be a member, of course. It costs just a few bucks a month. You can sign up and get a free 30-day trial over at getkim.com. All right, back to the phones we go with Judy in Topeka, Kansas. Hi there, Judy.
Hi, Kim. Love your show. I always learn something, and I always feel so confident in what you say.
Thank you. Thank you. So what's going on?
I'm from a large family, and we'd like to be able to establish maybe like a family but yet private website to keep in touch where we could post like comments, pictures, share family history, but it's very important to keep it private.
And so you say a really large family. Is everybody on Facebook?
No.
And what is the reason?
Might be just comfortable, age, privacy concerns.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. Because, you know, with Facebook, if everybody's already on Facebook, it just makes sense to have a private Facebook group. Okay.
Absolutely.
But if everybody's not on Facebook and there are people in the family go like, and me included, okay, I don't want to go on Facebook. Okay. I don't like it. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like the data tracking and everything else that goes along with it. Is that
sure.
Then your only option at that point, well, you have a few options, is that you can do something almost like a Google Drive, where you could have people post photos and stories, and then everybody, if they have a Google account, and it's really easy to get a Google account, it's really easy to use a Google account, and it's simple to set up, is that you can have like these different areas and folders that are shared among family members. And you can even have folders that are restricted to just certain family members. So if there were So if you were working on a project and you wanted to get it done, but you wanted to only work on it with your sisters instead of your brother because your brother promises to always help, but he never does anything. I mean, just saying that you could just share that with your sisters. Okay. Barring that, if you can set up a password protected website by using sites like Squarespace and Wix and Weebly. It does take some work, but it is possible where everybody would have to have a sign in. But then there's going to have to be somebody to support all those people that are trying to sign in and they can't sign in, or somebody's going to have to be in charge of all that.
Okay. More than just an administrator.
Well, because you're going to have people who say, like, I can't sign in right now. I don't know how to upload a file. I don't know what I'm looking at. I
mean, okay.
It can get a little cumbersome, but
sure.
But that's why if everybody was on Facebook, it would just be so easy. But if they're not,
right.
That's where you start looking at Google Groups. Let me do this. Let me write this up as a tip of the day for you. Do you already get our newsletters?
I do.
Okay, so let me write this up as a tip of the day. It'll be coming up, say, within the next week or so, so that this way, when you are looking at various options for your family, and maybe this is so timely because so many people are wanting to get rid of Facebook right now, is that it becomes an option for you. And I'm sure there are some apps and maybe some other front-end websites that I'm unaware of that just give you some time to do some research and we'll set it all up for you. And thank you so much for your call today, Judith, and your kind words. Coming right back, some apps that you need to delete from your phone here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, there are apps like Beat Player, Q Recorder, QR/Barcode, Scanner Max, Cake VPN. If you have them on your phone, you need to remove them. It's just a bunch of malicious apps. And so we've got the whole list over at Komando.com. And stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour that you never, ever want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.